With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's top leader rejecting talks with the U.S. over its arms program.
Speaking to a group of officials Saturday, Khamenei did not identify the U.S. by name, but said a bullying government was persistent in its push for holding talks. His remarks came a day after President Trump acknowledged sending a letter to Iran seeking a new deal with the country to restrain its rapidly advancing nuclear program and replace the nuclear deal he withdrew America from during his first term in office. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. That comes as he continues to increase pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says the Democrats should have been willing to applaud parts of President Trump's address Tuesday night, something he knows about from personal experience.
But certainly when Obama was president and I was a Republican sitting there, he would say something that you agreed with. You know, I'd often look to the person next to me and say, well, we got to stand up for that.
Campbell says Democrats did themselves a sharp disservice when they refused to applaud.
This is a new low, certainly in my lifetime and certainly in my experience, where you had nobody where they didn't stand up for that sort of thing. And as I say, it's not just human decency. It's they're ignoring self-preservation. Either that or they actually think it's popular to do this.
China announcing retaliatory tariffs on some Canadian farm and food imports after Ottawa imposed duties in October on Chinese-made electric vehicles. This is SRN News. Transgenderism falling out of favor in this country.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China touting its persecution of Christians, the communist government releasing a statement saying its public security authorities intensifying efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They have worked to curb the growth and the spread of cults, mitigating potential threats to national security. This is SRN News. A former prison inmate now in Oklahoma custody.
The state seeks to execute him for a 1999 killing in Tulsa. Federal officials transferred 60-year-old George John Hansen to state custody. The move by the U.S. Bureau of Prisons follows through on President Trump's executive order to more actively support the death penalty. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond had sought Hansen's transfer earlier this year, and new Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered his transfer last month. Drummond's office will request an execution date for Hansen later this year.
A death row inmate in Louisiana scheduled to become the first person in that state to be executed using nitrogen gas, asking for his capital punishment to be carried out using a more humane method. Attorneys for Jesse Hoffman Jr. argue nitrogen hypoxia is cruel and unusual punishment. More details at SRNnews.com.